You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the most trusted Browns news straight from the team to your phone, including insider videos, photos, player news. Cleveland Browns 2015 rookie class and offseason team workouts, like first OTA today. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, and it's the first day of Browns OTAs. This is Cleveland's Browns Daily, but apparently we've ruffled some feathers out there about Matthew Dellavedova.
I did or you did?
Maybe I did. I don't care.
You said,
I think he's
said dirty.
He's a little dirty, and I think he is.
And I just said he plays a little reckless.
I think he's a little dirty. People want me to leave town. They're calling for me to get out of town over Matthew Dellavedova. Think T-Mont go. I'm not going to go anywhere, though.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
Wait till your kids graduate high school, you'd be out west in
That's
Phoenix.
Right. Scottsdale.
Waste Management Open.
Matthew Dellavedova is the kind of guy that cannot play in the National Basketball Association on his God-given talents alone. So he has to play at 180%, and that causes him to be a little bit reckless, as you say. That causes him to do things that would be considered dirty. Should Al Horford have hit him back? Of course not. It's great. He got ejected. Everybody should be happy about that. Dellavedova's already gotten two people ejected in games in the playoffs. Taj Gibson, and then now Al Horford. There's something to that, and it's fine. It's okay to be a little bit dirty.
I'm glad he's on our side. Who cares? Yeah, and I really do think that I'm not saying Matthew Dellavedova is dirty. I think he plays a little reckless.
I think he's a little dirty.
Okay, you do.
A little.
So tweet at Nathan if you know for him saying he's dirty. I think he's just a little reckless. But the whole point of this is if Kyrie Irving is healthy in the Bulls and the Hawks series, we see Matthew Dellavedova a maximum of 16 minutes, which limits his opportunity to be scrappy, to be dirty, to be reckless, you know? And that's why we've never coined Matthew Dellavedova dirty, scrappy, reckless prior to this playoff. But because Kyrie is out and he's getting 30-plus minutes a game, he's doing whatever he's asked to do, as LeBron James has said, to ask the team win and do whatever they ask him to do, to whatever he has to do to get a loose ball. If he can be 0-for-6... he's going to be 0 for 6, not shoot anymore, but he's going to pass the ball. He's going to get that loose ball. He's going to rebound. He's going to play crazy upfront defense, you know, and do everything he can to pester you into making a mistake that benefits the Cleveland Cavaliers.
216-578-0850.
Nathan said he's dirty. I didn't, just so everybody knows.
Stick with football. Leave Deli alone. You're dirty. See how you yank the show away from the man. What does that mean? Yank the show away from what man? From Notorious VIC? He left. Went back to Buffalo.
By choice.
By choice, yes. Screw you, Mike from Solon says. Screw you, Deli isn't dirty. Are you a Cavs fan? Come on. I said he's our guy. That's why I like him. Because he's our guy. I'll tell you what, if Deli wasn't our guy, you would be very upset with him. You'd be very upset with him. If he went and rolled around, Gator rolled around at
on
LeBron's
Tristan
knees,
or LeBron,
or if he had viced his legs around Tristan Thompson,
dude,
people would be up all in arms. It's fine.
100%.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
That's what he's got to do. He's
scrappy. But that's also, too, is why do, beyond his comments about the city of Cleveland, why do people hate Joakim Noah? He's a scrappy post guy. You know what I mean?
He's a little dirty.
He's a little dirty. He's a talker. Dellavedova's not a talker. So he's just a little scrappy, he's a little physical, he's a pestering center. You can't say he's a true center like Shaq's going to post you up and score 30. You know, no, he's going to pester you, he's going to get rebounds, he's going to box you out, he's going to out physical you. You saw a couple technicals here and there when his temper got hot. That's all he is. That's why people don't like him. And that's all this, the national perspective is painting Matthew Dellavedova is dirty.
Yes.
And certain analysts that were former superstars / prima donnas are backing up Matthew Dellavedova being dirty because they would not like someone rolling around their ankles while they were trying to shoot a three or go for 30 points at this point in the playoffs. They'd expect more professionalism, but Dellavedova doesn't care because it's what keeps him in the NBA.
This is great. Our phone calls are all about Deli.
Nathan said he's dirty. I didn't.
A little dirty, and I stand by that, and I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Get mad.
Reckless.
Joe in Norton, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
How are you?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get my say in without being cut off this time.
You're good.
So
go ahead.
Let me do it.
You have to. We'll warn you. We'll warn you. We have a new producer
Casey's
today.
He's got a quick trigger,
who
man.
Carries over from the really big show, and they don't play.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. He didn't throw it go at anybody's feet. He was pulled down. He was also tripping over the same guy's teammate. There's no way he went at his feet. Diving means you dive forward. He didn't dive. He was pulled down. The other thing is, the other guy in the other game when he got ejected also shoved him in the back of the neck. So I don't blame him for leg locking. I don't blame him. In the head.
Nobody's blaming
him. So when you're calling him dirty, he instigated something. But
Nathan called him dirty.
I call him a little dirty.
But the guy before that shoved him right in the back of the head, when he pushed him down on the ground before he leg locked.
Yeah, Taj Gibson was dirty.
So then who's dirty now? You know what I mean? Come on, guys. Get with it. The guy, he's just like
Nathan Barrett said, he's dirty. Guy.
Okay? Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
Dino,
you, Casey,
the
for letting
trucker.
Him,
what's up, Dino?
Out of thought.
What's happening?
What's
how
up,
you
man?
Doing?
How you doing, good. Man?
Hey, Billy's okay, man. Oh, yeah, he's a little scrappy.
There you go. No, I never said he wasn't okay.
No, he's reckless. You know, I'll tell you what, who was a dirty player was Bill Lanier of the Pistons.
Yeah, Bill Lanier. Yeah.
That guy was evil.
But I guarantee Pistons fans loved Bill Lanier.
They loved him. They loved him. You know, I'm glad he's on our team. You know,
me too.
You know, the one thing I love it is that it's in their heads now. You know,
it is.
Because now it's in their heads.
That's why Horford reacted. The scouting report on Dellavedova was scrappy/dirty/reckless. And it was premeditated. It was premeditated that if Al Horford had a situation happen with Matthew Dellavedova, he was going to pay.
Yeah, but you see the psyche here now, because now they're not working on their game. They're working about worrying about Delly.
Yep, you're right about that. Thanks, Dino.
Appreciate that, Dino. Let's go to Chuck in Cleveland Heights now. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, guys? Thanks for accepting my call.
Good, you got it, man.
What I would like to say is Matthew Dellavedova isn't dirty. He was being disrespected. He was disrespected by Taj Gibson. He was disrespected by Al Horford. He was disrespected by the refs. The refs should have called fouls on both of those guys before the incident happened. But neither one of those guys would have done the same thing if it was Kendrick Perkins in there. He wouldn't have reached over his back. He wouldn't have elbowed him in the back of the neck because he knew what was coming. They figured Delly's smaller, he's softer.
You're right.
I'm gonna punk this guy.
You're right.
Delly said, "You're not punking me."
And that
call a foul, I will fight back.
And I thought Delly was getting punked a little bit in the Boston series. You know, and I think that his skin got thicker, and the teammates probably edified him and backed him up. You know what I mean? With, dude, don't take that. We got you, man. You know. And then in the Bull series, the first opportunity it happened, it was like, boom. You know, reaction by Delly.
I mean, literally, my Twitter feed. I've said a lot of things. I've been doing this for a long time. I've said a lot of things. Nothing's ever gotten people more upset with me.
I can't believe you called him dirty.
I know. It's like shocking. The truth hurts. He's a little dirty. Deal with it. So what? He's our guy. I love it. If he was on the Bulls and all the same things happened to Cav players, people would be pissed off.
Right.
Bottom line.
If it cost you LeBron getting kicked out, if
gives
it cost you a series.
Gives 130%, even though Tommy Lasorda would say you can only give 100%. That's it. Barry in Cincinnati told me to leave town. Barry, I'm not going to Cincinnati. And the only last time I went there, the Browns whooped the Bengals. And he said, no Cavs fans down here think you're totally wrong, too. Does that mean they don't think I'm wrong? It's an interesting use of grammar, Barry. I'm not sure what you mean. No Cavs fan down here think you're totally wrong, too. Maybe with a comma after no, you would be saying that they also disagree with me. But right now you're saying everyone in Cincinnati agrees with me. So, Barry, thank you. You're my favorite tweeter of the day.
I think you're going to get tweeted again.
216-578-0850. The English language punctuation is important, Barry. It's important. 216-578-0850 here, Cleveland Browns Daily. Or maybe it's Cleveland Browns Dirty Deli Daily. Maybe it is. Dirty Deli Daily. Say it fast. Triple Daily. There
you
go.
I'm not even going to try.
Don't even do it.
Because I never said he was dirty.
You didn't say he was dirty. Okay. I just said he was a little dirty. Just a little dirty. Somebody said he is more valuable than Kyrie Irving because he's in Atlanta's head.
Good.
Good.
I hope he does tonight, and then this series will be over. And
stop saying he's a little dirty, they said.
And I'd love a healthy Kyrie.
I'd love a healthy
on June 4th.
He's a little dirty. Coming up next, somebody who is not dirty and has a fine mane of hair on his head. Man who had 11 sacks for the Cleveland Browns last year. Linebacker Paul Kruger will join us. We'll ask Paul Kruger if he thinks Delly's a little dirty. Maybe he has an opinion. Who knows? We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, joined by Liberty Ford.